100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. It's the 100 word stories podcast. I'm Lawrence Simon, your host. Kind of off script if I ever had a script. The weekly challenge is when we gather up stories on a topic. Recovery, falling, rotten egg, some guy, girl I met online, hopeless fog of mirror. It's a pick two. And y'all sent in a bunch of stories. And what am I going to do? Share them with you. Not only are you going to hear your story, but stories from others. That is, if you sent a story in. If you're still waiting to send a story in, go ahead. Send it in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Anyway, here are the stories. I hope you enjoy them, and I'll be back when they're all done.
Hiya, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is an ordinary house. Do you want to see inside? It's a silly question, really. We won't stop long. Strange, huh? Like an old lady house frozen in time? These are all his mum's things, even though she died a decade ago. Is that smell getting to you? Sorry, I should have warned you. That antiseptic does catch your throat a bit. Let me just show you the cellar. Can you feel it? Like a chill that clasps you. It's like a normal place, but your body knows some bad shit has happened here. We'd better go. I just heard his car pull up. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge, number 892. It's a pick two challenge. So here's my story. When Linoleum Amanda finally took Bilbert's hand, they quickly rose, the well and old man falling away below them. Having overshot Sabrina, Bilbert made a quick recovery and returned to the girl standing by the well. Sabrina held out her hand. Let's go. Bilbert was hesitant. I've never levitated two people. I don't know if I can. There they are, one of the teens shouted as they appeared on the trail from the forest. Sabrina shook her extended hand at Bilbert. Let's find out, quick! As the group of teens ran toward them, Bilbert tried to levitate the three of them. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. My story this evening is called Recovery. Hi, I'm the angel previously known as 103742, but you can call me Bill. Saves time. When I'm asked, which isn't often, why did you take place in the Great Falling? Well, I can tell you this, it had nothing to do with pride. Heavens no. That's a little gallows humor there. It was Jenny, actually Angel 8673509. She said, want to go on a fall with me? What's a fall, I asked. Angels don't know shit about verbs. It's that free will thing. So down we all go screaming cowabunga. Been in recovery ever since. Making progress. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are. Let's see if we got that.
Hello everyone, Lazy here, and this is my story for this week. I've never felt so grounded, he said. She could see through him. Some girl I met online, he said. A whole lot of bravado, a cigarette hanging from his lips. That snapshot she took of him, the ridiculous hat, the feather, the flower. Was it a rose? Hopeless, empty. She still remembered the album, crammed with photos of himself, only himself, page after page after page. When she asked why, he grinned and mumbled some vague explanation filled with an underlayer of self-doubt he desperately tried to hide, grounded in his desperation, wanting to be seen for what he wasn't. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Good morning, it's Richard. And for my pick two, I've chosen Falling and Recovery. It's called First Responders. We watched him. Watched him as he toppled from the ledge, falling four stories until the concrete path below arrested his descent. We ran towards him, time being of the essence, thinking that just maybe he'd survived the impact. We reached his prone figure, and I knelt down beside him as Jack urged me to get the guy into the recovery position. Then, with practiced efficiency, we did what we do best. It was a good haul. We recovered his wallet, watch, mobile phone, cash, and a gold tooth. And we were out of there long before the ambulance arrived. I'm done. Speak to you next time. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Insert the recovery disk and hit enter, blinked on the screen. Erica opened her desk drawer and looked through the disks until she found one marked recovery disk. Sliding it into the drive, the ejection tab popped out with a click. Here goes nothing, said Erica, and she pressed the enter key. A progress bar appeared, and a green line slowly crawled from left to right. When it filled the bar, recovered appeared on the screen. Then it went dark, the system rebooted, and Erica waited for the familiar login screen to appear. I need a faster system, she muttered.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the pick two topics. There are so many topics that I'm just not going to go through them all. The next topic is moisture. So go ahead and head over to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and you'll see the topic and how to be a part of it and all that stuff. And I hope you enjoyed today's show. And, yeah, I keep saying I'm going to record the stories for the week. How did that work out last week? You're like, back in the hospital? Who knows? Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.